Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright about the $8.7 million bond referendum election for a new law enforcement center addition and parking lot improvements for the Guthrie County Courthouse happening on March 3rd. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Will it kind of help the public as well who are coming to the courthouse as opposed to how it is now? Some people might be walking past as deputies are transporting inmates and so forth from the building.
Right. I mean, the way we do it now, we bring them out and load them right in the parking lot as people are going in to do court business. We do it all the time. We try to wait for the citizens to not be around to do that, but sometimes we can't. The new facility will have what's known as a Sallyport, which is a garage where you can be allowed to go in, shut the doors, everything's contained, and unload the prisoners and bring them in for booking reasons.
You know, the rate of people working in law enforcement is maybe diminishing.
Because people are not interested in being in law enforcement. Do you know the reason for that?
The safety aspect
of it? Yeah, it's changed. People shoot at you now more, and the whole drug atmosphere has changed the whole way that it is now, and it used to not be as much, and you're dealing with that, and they're not right in their mind, and things happen like it did with us.
With last October's officer-involved shooting?
Yes.
So this new facility, do you hope it'll have a positive impact on the morale of staff and just the retention of staff?
Right. We don't have many employees leaving here. But I guess as far as if you had to hire new employees and you brought them into what we deal with now versus if we had a facility that was safer and better environment, it might draw them here for employment.
For the vote, that needs a 60% majority, right?
Right. It needs 60% approval. So if there were 100 voters, we would need 60 people to approve of the new facility.
If the bond passes, what will happen to the old jail facility?
So one of the positive things about building a facility that's next to our courthouse is that we can continue to operate in this facility while the new facility was being built. And this facility, when that happens, will be used for storage, which we are out of, and things that we can utilize when that time comes.
If it passes, what is the timeline right now as far as bid letting and when ground is hoped to be broken for the project?
Right. So if we pass in the referendum in March, then we're looking maybe at spring that we could start in and getting the bidding process from March until spring and through the summer. I'm probably looking at, talk about 2 years from start to finish.
And if the bond were to not pass, how does this affect the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office?
Well, if it doesn't pass, we'll have to continue to try to get a referendum to pass. The cost will go up. I think every year we delay this project that will have to happen or we will be closed down. It costs probably another $400,000 to $500,000 just for inflation. So, you know, I think that it would be cost effective if we could do it as soon as we could. It should have been done 10 years ago for half the price, but inflation happens every year, so the sooner the better.
To voters out there, you're not going anywhere after this bond?
No, we can't. We'll have to continue just like Dallas County did because of the code requirements. Otherwise, we'll be closed down and we'll have to find other places for our inmates, and that's not cost effective.
You sort of touched on it that people have asked you, why do we need a new jail? But why do you think residents should care about having a new county jail?
Like I said, it's not just for staff safety, but it's for public safety. And speaking as public safety, if we have a larger facility, we can house more inmates that need to be in a jail that for whatever reason, whether they have a warrant, take them off the street. That helps public safety, and that's why we're here, and that's why we have a jail facility, a sheriff's department, police department in the county is for public safety. That's what it's all about.
You know, some people are waiting to serve a minimus, right? You know, there's some people who are waiting just to serve what they're supposed to in jail, but can't because of the lack of capacity.
Right. We've been full, so I had someone just check in this week. He's been waiting since last April to get in. and his time's running out when he can get this done, court order. So we've had several issues like that where we just don't have any room and we have to turn them away, which is ironic that you turn away people that need to serve their time, court-ordered time, because we don't have room and they want to get it done.
To kind of wrap our conversation up, the public can learn more about the proposed facility and the referendum and the impact it may have on their property taxes at these information meetings. Who leads the meetings and what would you say is the purpose of these meetings?
So at previous meetings we've had, the architect is there, the project manager is there. We have the financial company that's going to finance the new facility is there to ask questions about what it will cost each taxpayer. We have the auditor is there to talk about absentee voting and how that goes and encouraging absentee voting. The county attorney is there to talk about what she deals with as far as in the courthouse and then in the whole court proceedings and how busy we are and how it's going to be. We also have other staff, other deputies are there. Probation violation person is there, administrator. So there's a lot of people there that come to the meetings that can answer any kind of questions.
Would you want to list off the locations and dates for the remaining meetings?
The next meeting will be February 4th at 7 in Bagley Community Building, February 6th at 7 in the Casey Community Building, February 11th at 7 in the Jamaica Community Building, and February 13th, 7 in Yale Community Building, and February 29th at Lake Panorama Conference Center, February 26th at 1:30 at the Guthrie Center High School again. And we can do tours on the jail, any of those, if people just ask. I'll be happy to do that. So we have a lot of meetings coming up for people to have opportunity. If they have questions that they hear out every day, then that's an opportunity to come to these meetings. I've had people come to the meetings that had a lot of questions that were leaning and not in favor of the new jail. But after being at the meeting and before they left, they've told me that it changed their mind. So they understand why and the reasons and the needs why we have to do this.
And people can find more information online. Where do you want to direct them?
So you can go to www.GuthrieCountyVote.com. And it's online, and you can go to also Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has an online website. Have any questions, you can ask any questions, and we will answer them.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Sheriff Marty Argenbright about the $8.7 million bond referendum election for a new law enforcement center addition and parking lot improvements for the Guthrie County Courthouse happening on March 3rd. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.